Yeah, that was the Greenhorns, and gosh, I don't know what you think it's like to be a broadcaster here in KVMR. You might think, oh, he's got a calm voice. Things must be calm back there. Well, while I was playing that last cut, Mr. Richie Havens has walked into the broadcast booth here at KVMR, and I've got him on the mic here, and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to see you and be in your presence. This is so much fun.
Thanks. That's really nice.
This show tonight is sold out. Starts at 7:30 with Harry Manx, and Richie will come on a little bit later than that. And I've got my hands on his new album here, which is called Nobody Left a Crown, and everyone's excited. They've been calling me on the phone since I came on at 4 o'clock, saying, "Oh yeah, oh." So you're still stirring things up.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I get into that. I'm out every weekend all year round.
Uh-huh.
For 29 years so far.
Yes, yes.
I'm expecting to be at a day for the next 20 years.
Yes, yes.
But it's been so interesting for me because I find myself allowed to be doing what I'm doing here.
Yes.
You know? Most of the songs that I cover are songs that educated me. And I'm talking 99% of the songs, was that it's that kind of beginning. I'm so glad that it happened the way it happened, because I used to sing doo-wop. So when I lost the five guys,
yes.
I wasn't singing anything.
Yes.
You know? I was
yes.
on the sidelines. But it was poetry that got me to Greenwich
mm-hmm.
Village. And
that's
I
right.
drew portraits, so I had a way mm-hmm. of making a living there. And I got a chance to sit and listen to the greatest writer-singers of their own music. Fantastic people, Freddie Neal, Dino Valenti, Bob Gibson, and even Dave Van Ronk.
Yes.
All of those guys.
Yes.
They were the traditionals of that time. And I was very fortunate to land at that time, right there.
Kind of encouraged you to pick up the guitar after being in the doo-wop, didn't it?
Well, it actually did, because I used to sit in the audience and sing Freddie's songs with him in harmony.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
he comes to me one day and he says, "Richie, you know, you've been singing my song for the last 8 months in harmony, no less. You know, take this guitar home and learn how to play it yourself." You know, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
3 days later, I was back.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, now you really want my gig, you know?"
Yeah. Look out.
We had such a good time in those days. You know, we shared everything. You know, in that sense.
Compared to the general culture at the time, it was footloose, fancy free, and a new way of looking at things and living. And in that poetry, because I'm a beatnik fan. You
yeah.
might say, you know,
yes.
with Ginsberg, Kerouac, and all those folks, and. And Dylan, I know, started out singing other people's songs, and
yes.
it took him a little while to start, you know, feeling brave enough, I guess.
It took me the same amount of time.
Because yeah.
I actually said to myself, oh, after hearing these songs, I'm not even going to attempt to write another song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either going to come to me or it's not. And that's still the way it happens. It comes in a taxi.
Yes.
Or in a restaurant or
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a line. So I say, now, is this the line name of the disc, or is it a single song?
Yes.
And I don't, from there, it's in the air.
Yeah.
And when it comes down again, I know it's either or. And I sort of find my way through that in terms of being told from the mystery place
right.
what to say and what
exactly.
to do, you know.
Yes.
And stay on the road, you know.
Yeah.
That's the key.
And so when you get this inspiration in a taxi or at a restaurant, do you immediately, do you need to write it down, or do you just carry it in your mind?
Well, I write it down because so many things goes through my mind.
I am.
You know,
I
try to. I lost a lot of nice ideas because I didn't write them down too.
Yeah.
But they weren't supposed to be there. So I wait for it, you know. And then one day I start noodling on the guitar, and I realize that the phrasing is of this sentence or these two or three words that name it. And I would say 30 minutes, the song is done.
So you're in the magic, I call it. You're in the magic. Your life and these things that are coming through you are just, you know, it's almost like a part of a walk, you know.
Yeah, it is for me too, right? Cause I'm the only thing that I do to stay out of my own way is to stay out of my own way. So yeah. The first and last song is what I sing that I know I'm going to do.
Yeah.
In between that, it's whatever comes. So I'm an audience too.
Yes.
And I'm learning at the same time everybody else is.
Yeah.
That's the way it happens to me.
I just came up with this today, like, we need to think outside the brain, you know? And it sounds like you're doing it.
That's the next stage.
And yes.
I can sure say it's the next stage because, you know, like before, there were groups of us that hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that once we got into the later years in Greenwich Village, it became the singular person. We became the sharing singular person.
Yes.
And so it speeded things up, you know, till you turn around, all the famous guys are gone. You know, they're out there spreading it around. You know?
Yes, yes. And I know we always, you know, when you're a kid, you study the Renaissance in Europe and everything, but that was, to me, the beginning of our American Renaissance, really.
It absolutely was.
Yes. And
it's back full circle now, I say, and I say that because it's gone around about six times that I could see.
Yeah.
But it's gone full turn on this one because it in itself is the next arc. You know, it's now internalizing this individual opening.
Yeah.
You know, because the world's going to change because of that.
Yes.
And so we have to sing for sure what we know. You know, and happen to, you know, be with it, someone else who could pull out a guitar and sing it right there along with you.
You know,
it's amazing. If I have a few minutes, I'll tell you a story that I talk about.
I have a few minutes, by the way. Yes,
I was in Folk City. That was the real coffee house. It paid you to play, you know. And they had a hoot every Monday night. And I had just learned this song from a friend of mine. Took me 8 days to learn it, which I knew this was a struggle because I'm going to learn this. I'm not going to stop until I get it. And so I started learning it. And I couldn't maintain some of the things that I wanted. I see other parts of it so bright, and then the other parts are just dark. So I say, I got to keep going. Well, what happened was, I realized, and when I thought about it, that in fact, there's a reason why I couldn't do it. That each word in a sentence, each sentence did not relate to the prior sentence or the after sentence.
Okay.
So that meant each one of these lines were a film slide.
Mm-hmm.
And that did it. When I got the movie in my head and watched it as I go, I learned that in the next 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's how fast it was. It was packed to go already, you know. But so I go over to Folk City, and I'm going to sing this great song that I had just heard from my friend Gene Michaels. And I get up on the stage, and I start playing, and I announce this song was written by Gene Michaels. And you know how puppies put their head like to the side?
Yes, yes.
When I started playing the song, the whole audience's head went, you know, to the left, to the right, they're going, what is that? You know, what is it? And at the end, they scared me because I never had a whole people jump up and clap their hands.
Oh.
You know, we were, you know, in the early days where we snapped our fingers.
I remember. Oh, yes, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. So, I was really pretty taken, and I started headed for the room that we all went downstairs in the basement to call the musician's room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a gentleman stepped in front of me before I could get to the door, and he was very taken. He was I guess almost crying in a sense. And he said to me, that's the best version I ever heard of that song. Mm. And I ran again, you know, to the door. I'm going, whoa, you
yeah.
know. And I get to the door, and Dave Van Ronk is standing there. I'll never forget this. He goes, you know who that was? And I go, no, I didn't know the guy. You mm-hmm. know, he says, he wrote that song you just sang.
Oh.
And I went, no, he didn't. Gene Michaels. He said, Richie, he wrote that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible way to meet Bob Dylan, huh?
Oh, yes. You were there. It's so, and you're. It's still going on. It's yeah. still going on.
Here I am telling everybody a Bob Dylan song and Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
But it goes like that. I'm moved by what I hear from a lot of people. So much talent out there that we're going to go back to the Universal Group this
right.
the end of this cycle. You know,
yeah.
that's when it begins. So we're ready to begin now.
I do want to ask you, Paul's in the back looking,
oh,
doing
yeah.
the time signal, but
okay.
tell us about Peter, Paul, and Richie.
Oh, yeah. I was so sad that I couldn't do it. You know, I'm so booked so far ahead. They wanted me to sing, you know, with them, you know, like we did on Channel 13. It,
mm-hmm.
it was, that's where the song is one that I loved. And I chased him for years to get that song. And finally, he was doing this, and he called me
yeah.
up. I said, not only I have to do Great Mandala, he goes, I didn't even think of that song.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And, yeah, for years I wanted to sing that song.
Yes, good. As I said, I've carried that song for so long. I didn't even know how powerful it was, but
yeah.
it was always there when I tried to figure out where I was, you know, in every that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have
My
you come
pleasure
by and
too.
And people are so excited about you being here again.
Thanks
so that means kind of the door's open, so that means, you know, like it's a revolving thing.
We will be back.
Good.
We
Wonderful.
Back.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And I'm going to play the key from your most recent release. Mr. Richie Havens here at KVMR in Nevada City, having a good time. I hope it's always like this
oh,
for you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Good, good.
Yes, it is a good time.
Thank you so
that's
much.
That's all that's left. Let's put it that way.
I agree completely. Yes, thank you.
Bye, Hal.
Goodbye, Richie.
Somewhere there is a key.